Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus from the Book of Luke. And I want to encourage you that if you're enjoying this series, to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, your monthly support keeps us going. So thank you for your generosity. We truly do appreciate it. What is happening in Washington State? Here's our report for today. According to the Seattle Times, police arrested a 15-year-old suspect after a deadly shooting at the Seattle Center during a food festival near the Space Needle on Sunday evening. Three people died and several others were injured. Police now believe at least three people opened fire at each other at the annual Bite of Seattle Food Festival, and a police report filed with the court Monday stated detectives believe one of the deceased was in a gunfight with the 15-year-old. Police believe there is at least one other unknown suspect at large, according to the police report. Now, authorities believe the shooting may have been gang-related. All right, so we see violence increasing. We see a lot of things taking place in the public square, and we've got to ask ourselves a question. Why is this? I firmly believe it is the breakdown of the family. We need to see repentance to come to our families. We need to see love to come to our families. We need to see responsibility to come to our families. We need to see just so much more in the family unit. Fathers, we need you to step up. You need to lead. You need to love, you need to discipline, you need to correct, and then you need to show mercy and grace. It's time. It's time for something different. And it's not allowing our kids to raise themselves in gang-related activity. It's truly time that we step up and do something different. So in Luke chapter 2, as we get into this today, we're going to see that Mary and Joseph forgot Jesus somewhere. And I think we can learn from them, quite frankly. I think this happens to all parents at times. So it says this in Luke chapter 2, verse 39. It says, when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. The child, Jesus, continued to grow and become strong. Don't you just love that? Increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Can you imagine? Here's Jesus growing, becoming strong, filled with wisdom. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. So they're heading up to Jerusalem. And as they were returning after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents were unaware of it. Now I understand... I just talked about gang violence, and in no way I'm associating what happened in Seattle to Mary and Joseph's parenting skills. But I think something we can learn from them is, but his parents were unaware of it. We need to be aware of what our kids are doing, okay? And we need to be careful of our assumptions. Look at this next verse. But they supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. So back in those days, they would travel together as families. They assumed that Jesus was in a different part of the caravan, and they started looking at him among the relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Now, if they went out a day's journey, it would have been another day's journey back, okay? Think about that. They may have gone a little bit faster being by themselves than being in the caravan, but they went looking for him. Now, I know for us as pastors, there's been many times, I don't know if many, but there's been once or twice, where Tanya has thought that I had one of the kids, and I thought she had the kid, and we left the kid at church. That's happened before. So I'm not badgering Mary and Joseph in this instance. I think what we can learn is we need to be aware, and we need to know where our kids are, right? It's really important. If we don't raise our kids, somebody else is. It's either going to be a gang, or It's going to be the government, or it's going to be someone else. So then after 3 days, they found him in the temple. Now, you know, sometimes we read this. I don't know if you've ever looked for your kid for 3 days, but one of those days may have been traveling and 2 days looking around. And he was sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. So Jesus is sitting among the teachers and he's listening and he's asking them some questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Okay. So we have to always be careful when we say that we're going to learn from something specifically written about the Messiah, right? But yeah, I think that we can learn something here. Know where our kids are. Know who they're involved with, who they're hanging out with. Now, Jesus was gaining his understanding. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." I don't know if you ever have ever had that happen, like lost your kids at Disneyland or something like that. But it causes a little bit of anxiety. And they're like, why have you done this? And he said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" Now, Jesus answers a little uniquely, you might say. You know, he's only 12, so he's growing in the wisdom and grace of God. I don't know. He was human. Yeah, but he was fully God. But they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. They're like, "What do you mean? Like, we were supposed to be in the caravan, guy. Come on, Jesus, we got to get going. Now we're way off on our journey and headed back." And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in their heart. Part of what may have confused them at the time was, what does it mean, my father's house? Now, remember, Mary, this wasn't her first encounter. She had encountered the angel. She knew the Messiah was Jesus is the Messiah. I'm sure they're just wrestling through this. Could you imagine being these parents? And they treasured all these things in their heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in the favor with God and of men. So here Jesus continues to increase. So the next time we'll see Jesus, we're going to go back to John the Baptist for a moment, is when Jesus is baptized. But for today, we're going to call that good. Let's know where our kids are. Let's know what they're doing. It could change everything. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray over the public square. We pray for these families who lost loved ones. We pray that you would comfort them, God, that you'd go before them, that you would surround them. I believe there was a 2-year-old that was injured in this gunfight. We pray for healing of that 2-year-old. God, we pray for this one suspect that's been arrested, God. We pray that truth would come out, that repentance would come. God, we pray for the one that hasn't been caught yet. We pray that they would turn themselves in. They would throw themselves and ask for forgiveness. Lord, we have neglected our kids as a whole. We have outsourced them. We have placed them on the altar of sports and success and bands and all this stuff, and really not had a great relationship with them. Lord, would you help us? Would you rebuild the family unit within Washington State? Would you go before us in all things, God? God, we know that this is just a time of gang violence and all the things that are going on, but we need you, God. And so we say yes to what you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.